Welcome to recoverydaily.com, your daily haven of hope and healing. Here, we embrace the journey of living one day at a time. Join us as we share stories, insights, and the gentle reminders that guide us on the path to recovery. So, take a deep breath, settle in, and let's begin today's step toward serenity.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to recoverydaily.com's podcast, Living One Day at a Time. My name's Jim P., and I am your host, and today's episode is titled Step Zero. I know a lot of you haven't heard about that, but I'm going to cover that for you today, especially if you're new, you'll want to listen. But first, let me tell you a little bit about myself. My name is Jim P., and my recovery date is December 24th, 1988. At this moment, I've been clean, sober, for 35 years. I'm also 70 years old, so you can do the math of when I started. And that makes me an old timer on all accounts. So what I'm hoping to do for you through these podcasts is to bring you my experience, my hope, what I've learned over the years. Now, when I say clean and sober, that's not something you usually hear in meetings anymore. Both fellowships, AA and NA, frown on that. But I'm saying it today because I want you to understand that in AA, when you say you're sober, that also means you are not taking any mind-altering substances recreationally. In NA, when you say clean, that also includes that you're not drinking because they consider alcohol a drug, but they admit many people make that mistake. So when I say that my recovery date is on that date, that means I stopped everything on that day. It's not possible to have separate sober and clean dates because you're neither if you're still using one or the other. So I wanted to clear that up for new people. You need to stop everything if you're going to actually be in recovery. That may be disappointing to some, but there you go. So anyway, most of my time has been spent in AA and NA. Most of my service work, which we'll learn about later in a later episode, has been in AA. And I've done a lot of things. And so, again, like I said, what I want to share with you is my experience, strength, and hope from those years. As we go forward, the things that you hear from me are my own. They're my own opinion and what I believe and what I've seen work for me and work for others. I don't speak for any fellowship, even though I am a member of several. So I want to make that clear. My opinions are my own, and you can take it with a grain of salt. Always, always, in your recovery, you want to check what is said by anybody with your sponsor. And we're going to talk more about a sponsor later on as well. But I just wanted to get that out there, that I'm doing this on my own. I'm doing it for you, but I'm doing it on my own, and I hope you can get something out of it. Now, what we hope to do with this podcast is to bring you the tools and the inspiration that you need to live one day at a time. Now, what do I mean living one day at a time? Unlike before I got into recovery, I was living day by day. And what I mean by that is when I got up in the morning, I had no idea how the day was going to end. I didn't know what I was going to do or why I did it. I just knew that it was going to be a surprise, or at least had the potential to be surprised. In the beginning, obviously, I didn't drink or drug or do whatever I did to the point of, you know, being kicked out or being run off by people or being arrested or whatever, but I would fairly make a fool of myself fairly often. And that just got worse and worse over time. So each day, my style of living was crisis management. I could go to work one day and the guys would say, hey, let's go out to lunch and let's have a drink. Well, while I'm there, I get drunk. I can't go back to work. I call the boss and tell him I'm sick. But everybody knows because they were with me that he saw me get drunk. So the word would get back to him, and then no telling how life would go from there. I might get fired. The boss might overlook it, whatever. But the reality was I could not predict with any certainty how my life was going to go. I mean, I always planned for the best. I always hoped for the best. But I just never knew for sure. And then over the years, it always played out that regardless of what I would accomplish, I would tear it down. I would do things that I would obviously regret later, couldn't figure out why or how I would do such a thing. And then I would have to start over. I always believed I could start over. I always believed that I could get it together and not make the same mistakes I made before. But the reality was I couldn't guarantee that. I would always make the same mistakes, but worse usually the next time around because my drinking, drugging, and all the other things I did got worse over time. And so while there would be high points in my life, I'd get a marriage or I'd get a great job or whatever, there were always the low points that came afterwards when I lost all of that or most of it. And it was like being on a roller coaster at the end of the roller coaster where you start off real high and then you go down and you come back up, but it's not quite as high as before. And then you come down and it's over. So the highs are not as high, but the lows are lower until finally you get to the bottom. Now, not everybody has to go all the way to the bottom. At any point, you can get off of the roller coaster, but that's up to you. And we're going to talk about that more in step zero. But I want to explain that what we were doing before we got into recovery was living day by day, taking each day as it came, hoping for the best, but not being certain of how it would go. I mean, we tried to forget about that stuff by drinking and drugging and ignoring the things that happen and trying to find happiness and peace and all that kind of stuff, but it just never worked out that way. But living one day at a time is something entirely different. Living one day at a time is based on the principles that we find in the 12 steps. And in future episodes, we're going to cover each step separately and try to give you the principle behind it and how you use it as a tool, as a way of life for each day. And so living one day at a time is living a life of purpose and meaning where when you start your day, you have a fairly good idea of what's going to be like at the end of the day. And when you end your day, you're going to be happy with it. You're going to be satisfied with it and be able to start the next day with a clear conscience. Now, there are a lot of principles, a lot of tools that are needed to do that. And so it's not going to happen right away. It is something you have to learn. The 12 steps are not just simply things that you're going to check off on a list or like a test where you give the right answers and then you're sober or clean or free from gambling or whatever it is your problem is. These are things that you're going to have to learn, experience, and put into practice into your life. And again, it takes time. Now, how much time are we talking about? Well, for some, it's a matter of a few months to get through them. For some, it's a matter of a couple of years. It's really up to you and your sponsor and your situation, where you're starting from. And we'll talk more about that in step zero. So it's kind of fluid. And of course, in the various fellowships, there are no rules. They're just suggestions. And so all of these things are suggestions. I would suggest that you do them and do them in order and experience what each one has to offer you. And as you do each one, your life will improve and you'll start to learn how to live one day at a time. So that's what this series is about. How do you actually live one day at a time? And to give you reminders of the principles, well, first we're going to give you the tools of the principles, but then as time goes on, we'll give you reminders and we'll cover various topics that are important in recovery, like honesty and being kind to others and all that kind of stuff. We'll do those. And we'll bring people in and have them tell their story. You can, whatever fellowship you're in, you can go to meetings where people are going to tell their whole story of what it was like, what it's like now, how they got there. But we're going to focus more on what it's like now because we want to focus on living one day at a time. And so we want them to give you their routine, their experience, what they're doing, how they're using the various principles in various ways. And how you use them is up to you and often depends on what your various situations are. And so we're going to do that in the future. And also we hope to, at some point, to get a number that you can call in and ask questions live when we have guests. But in the meantime, if you have any questions about this podcast or any of them in the future, you can send your comments or questions to Jim at recoverydaily.com. That's Jim at recoverydaily.com. That's all one word, Recovery Daily. And if your questions are good, no question is bad, especially in early recovery. We'll try to answer them in future episodes. We may even have just one episode where we answer everybody's questions or whatever, but you can send your comments and questions to me and we'll get on them as quickly as possible. Because again, this is about you. This is about encouraging you and giving you the tools to live one day at a time in recovery. So let's start with step zero. Now, in all 12-step programs, the 12 steps are the same. They just identify your particular addiction in the very first step. You admitted it. The first step, like from Alcoholics Anonymous, is admitted that we were alcoholic and that our lives had become unmanageable. So they all start that way. They pick their whatever the addiction is. The very first step is to admit that that's your problem. And because that's your problem, your life's unmanageable. We're going to do an episode on that. So step zero, in contrast, is you're not sure that you really have a problem, but you're pretty sure you need some help. Now, with that said, you don't have to admit that you have this problem. All you have to admit is that you need some help. And do you? I mean, has your life turned out the way you expected it to, the way you wanted it to? You know, if you're thinking about going into a 12-step program, you have reached a place in your life where you are unhappy with the way it's turned out, and you're pretty sure that your addiction is at the heart of it. I mean, in the past, you have figured out ways to explain it away. People were out to get me, or they were jealous, or they didn't understand me, or they weren't good people. She cheated on me, or she left me because she just didn't have it in her. She wasn't good. Whatever your excuse was, instead of looking at your addiction, you put the blame elsewhere. But now you have finally reached a place where you suspect that your addiction may be at the heart of your problem. Okay, that's where you start. So how do you get started in that place? You're not sure, but you need to find out. Now, many of us will try to go to a psychiatrist or to a doctor or to a priest or a minister or whatever and get help from them. And that's all of those are noble professions, and all of those want to help you. But if you're truly an alcoholic or an addict or a gambler or sex addict, whatever, those are not going to work for you. Or at least we haven't found that to work for people. Our experience is, as much as they want to help us, we lack the ability to be honest enough with them to get any results. And plus, they're not in a position to hold us accountable for our actions. All they can do is hear what we tell them and try to respond based on that, which is usually faulty information. We'll tell the psychiatrist, yeah, I drink a six-pack a day, but the truth is I drink 2 gallons of whiskey, because we don't want them to know how bad we are. We're willing to admit we're a little bad, but we don't want to admit we're that bad. And plus, we got tons of excuses why our life turned out the way it did. So what we have found is that we need to be around people who are like ourselves, who have been through what we've been through, that used to drink, drug, sex, gamble, whatever, in the same way that we do, and have found relief, found a way out from that way of life. And so that's what we need. That's what we have found to work the most. Now, no fellowship claims to be the only answer. I have known people to try other routes, and it worked for them. But that is extremely rare. So you may be the exception and it'll work for you. But rarely have we seen a person fail who has thoroughly followed our path, who has done the things that we've done to get free from where we were. And that's from the big book, Alcoholics Anonymous. And I think it's as true today as it was in 1934 when they wrote that. If you do what we did, you'll get what we got. But first, you have to start somewhere. So where do you start? The best place to start is for you to go to a meeting of the fellowship that you think can help you. If you're an alcoholic, you need to go to an AA meeting. So how do you find one of those? Well, if you go on the internet, you can find the website for AA or NA or any of the other fellowships, and they have meeting finders where you can just plug in your address and they'll tell you where a meeting is close to you. Also, in most metropolitan areas, the various fellowships have hotlines, and you can call and say, I'm thinking I need AA or NA, whatever, but I don't know where to go, and they will look up where the closest meeting is to you. Say you've gotten so bad off that you don't have transportation anymore, you don't know how to get anywhere, whatever. Often they will try to find, nobody guarantees it, but they usually can find somebody that'll come pick you up and take you to a meeting. And once you get to a meeting, if you'll let people know that you need a ride, people will get with you and work out times that they can come take you to a meet. So you can get there if you want. There's no excuse. There's one near you, I can assure you, unless you live out in the middle of the woods. And even then, you're probably not that far from a meeting. And you can get to a meeting. Now, when you get to the meeting, your first reaction is probably going to think, well, I don't have anything in common with these people. That's not true, but you don't know that. My suggestion is that in the meeting, just listen. I mean, if they ask if there's anybody new, raise your hand, say, your first name. You don't have to say you're an alcoholic or an addict or anything. Just say your first name and let people know that you're new, and they would love to get with you after the meeting and talk to you and give you phone numbers. We'll talk more about that in a second. But while you're in the meeting, what you need to do most is just listen. Hear what people are saying. Hear what people are talking about and ask yourself, can I relate to what they're saying? Not to what they look like, not the way they sound, but can you relate to what they're saying? I guarantee you that you will be if you are listening. You will hear parts of your own feelings, your own story, your own everything as you listen to these people. And again, afterwards, when it's over, people are going to come up and introduce themselves. They'll want to give you their phone number, and they fully expect you to call them for a ride or for advice or for help or whatever. I encourage you to follow up on that. Call people just to let them know how you're doing, that you've stayed sober today. Now, like I said, what we hope to make the transition from is living day by day to living one day at a time. But in the beginning, you don't have the tools to do that. So for now, we're going to continue to live day by day. Now, many of us will ask the question, I did in the beginning, how am I not going to do this for the rest of my life? I've always done this. I don't know if I can do it without. How do I do that forever? Well, the short answer is you don't. You're going to do it today. You're just going to do it today. Don't drink. Don't drug. Don't gamble. Don't whatever it is. Don't do it today. And go to a meeting of your fellowship today. And the suggestion is you do that for 90 days. Go to at least one meeting a day for 90 days. So that gives you something to do each day. That gives you something to look forward to each day. So in the beginning, you're still going to be living day by day. But when you get up in the morning, you say to yourself, I'm not going to do that today, and I'm going to go to a meeting today. And so you do that, and then you'll start to add up days, being sober, being clean, learning, growing. So that's your plan in the beginning. That's a 90-day plan for you of how you're going to get through this process in the beginning before you start to get the tools to live one day at a time. Now, you don't have to wait 90 days to start working on the steps, but again, that's going to be between you and the person that you ask to help you. We call that a sponsor, the person that's going to help you work the steps. Usually it's based on their experience. They're going to show you how they did it, what they experienced, and hopefully you'll experience the same thing. We're pretty sure you will, and that's why we do it that way. But you have some time in that 90 days to find somebody that you feel like you can relate to, that you enjoy what they share in a meeting, what they say strikes true with you, and then ask them to be your sponsor. Now, don't be afraid. They are looking forward to this moment when somebody asks them to be their sponsor, because somebody did that for them, and it's their way of paying it back. There's no charge for any of this. We do it because of what people did for us. And so we're offering it back to you for that reason. Now, in that 90 days, you each meeting you go to, it's still recommended that you don't share unless it's a beginner's meeting and they want to just hear how many days you have and how you're doing. But normally you want to listen. You want to hear what they're saying. And if possible, you want to go to some speaker meetings because there you're going to hear people talk about their entire story, what it was like for them, what they came out of, how they got into the program, and then what life is like for them now. And generally, the stories are fairly miraculous when you think about where they came from and where they are today. They are miraculous stories, and it should help you identify and say, yes, that's me. I'm one of these people, and I need what they got. I need to do what they did. And so that's going to be your plan. Again, we're only at step zero at this point. You've decided that you need some help, and I've gone over how you get there, how you start to get help. But you're going to have to take action in every step of the way. This is a program of action. Most people, normal people, the 90% of the population that is not addicted, they can think their way into right acting. They can pick up a self-help book, they can read it and be a better person for it, act better as a result of thinking about the things that were in that self-help book. That does not work for us. We have to act our way into right thinking. And so this is going to be a program of action if you're to be successful. You will have to go to a meeting. You will have to ask for help. You will have to call people. You will have to ask a person to be your sponsor. You're going to have to attend these meetings. So you're going to have to take action. It's not going to be handed to you. It's not going to be given to you. You can't get it by osmosis by simply sitting in a meeting. You'll hear a lot of great stuff, but it's not going to change your life. You're going to have to take action. You're going to have to find a sponsor, and you're going to have to work these steps. And so that is the heart of step zero, getting started, taking action. You don't have to ask yourself if you are an addict or an alcoholic or whatever. You just have to be at a place where you say, I might be, I could be, maybe. You can start there at step zero. We'll talk more about step one in our next episode. Okay, so to get back to something I said earlier, I told you could get off the roller coaster at any point. Let's say perhaps you haven't been drinking or drugging that long. You have a job, you have a family, everything's seemingly going well, but you've noticed that you spend less time with your children, you argue with your wife and don't spend much time with her. You're not getting where you want to at work. In fact, in some ways, it seems like you're falling behind and you just don't know what to do. And you have a sense that it's because of your drinking or your drugging or whatever. You can get off there. You can stop there. You don't have to wait till it gets to the bottom. Like, you don't have to wait till you've lost everything. Maybe you've lost a couple of families, several, many jobs. You've been gotten DUIs. And now you find yourself handcuffed to a hospital bed waiting to go into the DTs or seizures. You can get off there. So wherever you choose to get off, wherever your low is, or you see a low coming, you don't have to wait till it hits. You can get off and start this process. You can start step zero. You can start your 90 days anytime you want. It's up to you. I mean, many of us would hit a bottom and then push through to the next bottom. And that's not unusual for us. Most of us will look back and say there were times that when we should have stopped. We should have seen the signs and stopped. But perhaps you see them today, wherever you are. You can stop there. Now, with a word of caution, if your addiction is alcohol or barbiturates or opiates or any number of things that can kill you if you stop too suddenly, depending on where you are in your addiction, it is highly recommended that you go to the hospital or you go to a detox to medically come off of it. We definitely want you to live through this process. And then, of course, at the end of that, it's usually just a few days, week at most, they will point you in the direction of where you need to go and what fellowship is best for you and how you're going to get there and all that kind of stuff. And they may even follow up with some aftercare But again, the purpose of all of that is to get you into a 12-step program where you can actually grow and flourish and put the old life behind you. But be cautious with some of those things, like I said, depending on where you are. So with that said, let me end with this. Our fellowship and our program is a spiritual one. The 12th step says, having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps. Now, in the program, you don't usually start to deal with that until steps 2 and 3. You start to look at that. And I understand that many, many of us have a real problem with religion. Many of us tried religions and or were raised in churches that we just couldn't relate to or whatever. And for some of us, we naturally just balk at the idea of something spiritual or religious. Let me assure you that the program is not a religious one. It is a spiritual one, but the spiritual part of it is based on your own beliefs, your own feelings, your own needs. You get to design it. You get to develop it in a way that suits you. We don't preach anything other than the principles that are found in the 12 steps. We have found that they are consistent with all religions. The principles that are found here are found in all religions and philosophies practically. Now, I know of only one fellowship that suggests this, but I'm going to suggest it to you. The first day that you start on your journey, year 90 and 90, I would recommend that you start your day by saying a prayer, God, please keep me sober today. Please keep me clean today. Whatever it is you're dealing with, please keep that from me today. Now, again, I don't care what you believe God is, it, them, her, him, you are the one that decides that. Or maybe you don't even believe in God. I mean, you're an atheist. That's fine. You can start there. But still, say that prayer in the morning, whether you believe in it or not, just do it. You will benefit from it. And so that's my final advice on step 0. As I said in the beginning, if you have any questions or comments, you can email me, jim@recoverydaily.com. That's jim@recoverydaily.com. I really hope to hear from you and hope that this episode has been helpful to you. The next one, we will start to look at the steps. Step 1, we may just take time introducing it before we actually get into the steps. I don't know yet. We'll take it by ear, as I hope you take life at this moment. Anyway, thank you. This is Jim signing off.
Recovery Daily. Thanks you for listening.